My name is Dorothy Rath, minor poet and longtime friend of Irving Layton. Fraser Sutherland said once that I had a small but a very real talent as a poet. Well, it was big enough to gain the interest and the eventual warm friendship of Canada's most famous poet. I first met Irving in 1963 when he came to London, Ontario to give a reading. I was an instant fan. The next morning, I spent the whole morning sitting down composing a poem about the event, and I sent it to him, and he answered and thanked me for the poem, and I wrote back and thanked him for answering. And that was the beginning of a correspondence between us that lasted almost 30 years, ended only by his increasing difficulty in writing. Several of our our letters were published in 1980, his idea, not mine. In the meantime, I'd moved to Toronto with my family. And when Irving came to Toronto to teach at York University, we met frequently. I went to his readings in and around Toronto, armed with my camera and my tape recorder. I bought most of his books, except the first few that I couldn't afford. And I scoured the newspapers and the literary magazines for any mention of him, to show to him when we got together, and to mail to him when he went to Europe in the summers. When he moved back to Montreal, I visited him there several times with my daughter or with various friends, mostly to attend functions in his honor. One of these was when I donated my then considerable collection of latent memorabilia to Concordia University. That was the tapes and the photographs and the books, of course. You know, according to Moses, I should have hung on to them. And the letters, of course. The last time I saw Irving was at his home on Monkland, a short time before he had to go into Maimonides. And he was already getting forgetful. He even forgot that he had written some of his poems. When I mentioned one of them to him, he said, "Oh, did I write that?" I wanted to visit him in the home. Several times after that I tried, but circumstances always seemed to prevent it. I started corresponding by email to a caretaker, Diana Palomarek, who used to keep me informed of his dwindling faculties. And she told me one time that he didn't recognize people anymore and that she showed him a picture of me and he didn't remember me. But that wouldn't have stopped me from going. I wanted to see him again, but I just couldn't make it, not even to his funeral. I felt guilty about my apparent neglect of him after all those years. A couple of years ago, I wrote a poem called An Apology for Irving. And of course, he never got to hear it. But maybe he's listening to us all tonight and trying to keep his head from swelling. It starts out with a quote from one of his poems. My fingers don't work very well. "You love me, but will you when I am old? Always I vowed. But when the fire died from your ardent eyes and your strong arms trembled, when that great intellect grew dim, and memory faltered, you could not reach out, so I withdrew. Where is now the lover whose great passion for you demanded your response? Your reluctance only spurred me on, but now your frailty saps my need. I could have warmed your days with nameless love. The frailty is mine." Thank you.